This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus effort all around the country, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, the man, the myth, the legend. You ready, Flip? Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Flip is going nuts in the gallery here. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got to do this. Here we go. There we go. All righty. And the gallery is going wild. So there we go. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. A great country was formed and started and set up on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the president was in Ohio last night, and he touted his efforts to reshape the Supreme Court by adding one of five women that he's considering to be the next justice on the Supreme Court. Now, we do know that two of the women were interviewed yesterday at the White House, and these are the two women that probably are what it's come down to. First of all, one judge is Amy Coney Barrett from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. She was named a federal judge in 2017. She had previously clerked under Judge Antonin Scalia. And the second one is a younger gal, Judge Allison Jones Rushing, 38 years old, 10 years younger than Barrett. She's with the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, appointed in 2019, and she clerked under Judge Neil Gorsuch.
When you look at their backgrounds, either one would be perfect for the Supreme Court, especially at this time. Both of them are not only pro-life, but they are just great constitutional scholars. They're very, very conservative in their leanings. I think they're perfect for this time. And by the way, it's Trump's duty to go ahead and make the nomination. You'd have to go all the way back to, I think, sometime in the 1800s.
1880.
When the president did not go ahead and make the nomination for Supreme Court. So for what's going on now with the Democrats making threats and all of that, and in fact even threatening to, I think, impeach him for simply doing his duty is not only asinine, but wasteful of, it's just wasteful, and it's very, very bad for our country right now.
Well, the Democrats are in trouble, and they know it, and we know it, because the good news is recent polling data shows President Trump is surging in every one of the battleground states and leading in some states that were traditionally blue that turned purple that now may turn red. And one of them is Minnesota, because they've had it up there. I've talked to a number of people up there, a number of my brothers of the badge up there, and they've absolutely had it with what took place in Minneapolis, and they are going to stick it right back to the people that stuck it to them. And Democrats, of course, are furious about Trump's rising poll numbers. They can't seem to do anything about it. By the way, the Biden campaign is going to spend $65 million in ads. Okay, fine, whatever. Bloomberg says he's pledging an additional $100 million to win Florida for the Democrats. Okay, fine. But guess what? Haven't seen any of it yet. And this is just the beginning, because we know that there's going to be money just flying all over the place here over the next few weeks. It just always happens with the last month or so to go, right?
Absolutely, sir. You're absolutely correct. You mentioned the police. We were in Washington, D.C. Over the past week, this past weekend, and I happened to see, it was about 10 police officers together, and I just had to walk up to them. They had a look of almost despondency. You could just tell. There's no morale in the, among the ranks of the police in Washington, D.C., because
right.
of the mayor, how they're treated.
Yep.
But I stepped over there, and I encouraged them, and we talked for about 20 minutes and left them encouraged. I felt good about that, and wonderful people, you could tell. And these are, you know, police officers, and one of them said, you know something, we could have all done, you know, gone into another line of work, but this is something we wanted to do, to be a help in the city and a part of the community. And how they're being treated by Mayor Bowser is just unimaginable.
Well,
I was on Black Lives Matter Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, okay, she's not up for re-election, is she?
And not for 2 years.
All right, hold that thought. Well, remember in November, wherever you can, ladies and gentlemen, what these people have done for you, especially my brothers of the badge, remember in November and turn it right around and stick it right to them. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us, what's on your mind?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss Nissan. And before I get to that, Larry Elder will be down at Sarasota on October the 23rd, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Charlie Kirk and Phil Grandy. And I will be the special guest for the night because I'll be the master of ceremonies for the event down there. Conservative Summit being held in Tampa, Salem Conservative Summit. Now, you can get your tickets. It'll be at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. We're limited to 250 people because of having to do the social distancing thing. But you can get your tickets by going to TheAnswerTampa.com, TheAnswerSarasota.com. Tickets are going fast, so please don't dally if you want to be there, and hope to see you there. Love Sarasota, my old stomping grounds, how I got started on the radio down there. Alrighty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Don't forget, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. They've got over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Moss has the largest selection in the state, no doubt. And before you buy elsewhere, see Moss, because they're probably going to have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not. And Moss Nissan up in Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team! And if you're searching for a new and improved service experience, remember, you serve, you save. That applies to all active duty military, veterans, first responders, and now pastors and faith workers too, where you'll save 20% on your service done at any of the Moss service departments. Remember, they handle all makes and models too. So, the choice is simple, the choice is clear, the choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura, Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa at Moss Acura and Moss Nissan.com. Back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning. I did that a little different.
Good morning.
Yeah, I did that a little different. By the way, By the way, Nancy Pelosi says, and I quote, "We can impeach Trump every day of the week for anything he does." Really? Really?
Well, the woman is
nuts.
She's so evil. She's so bound up with evil that she's gone to Nutsville. And what a waste. They should be dealing with the stimulus package situation. They should be dealing with many other
governmental duties, and the only thing she can do is focus on is trying to trip up, trying to harm this president, and now threatening to impeach him if he goes ahead with the nomination. She is a nut job persona. I mean, just what an idiot.
Well, AOC has one-upped her, or tried to anyway. We can impeach Attorney General Barr and President Trump to stop the SCOTUS pick.
But you know what's good about this, Captain? I hope they continue with all of this nuttiness, all of this craziness, all this vitriol and hatred and all of that.
Sure.
It's going to harm them. It's going to bite them on, it's gonna not only bite them on the rear, it's going to bite their rear ends off. They're going to get clobbered this coming November. It's going to work against them. You look at the polls that are going up for the president. The president is getting one thing done after another. Bam, 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 bam. And he's the first person I, in my lifetime anyway, that has been nominated twice for a Nobel Peace Prize.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. In a normal time, that would be big news. You'd hear about it everywhere. People would be, that would be a buzz. And for all the other good things that he's been doing, despite very little help from Congress, he's been a fabulous president, and the only thing the Democrats have done is tried to undermine him because they are literally, not figuratively, but literally trying to undermine this republic.
Yeah.
And they're going to pay. Now, I predict they're going to pay big time.
Now, the Department of Justice is declaring New York City, Seattle, and Portland anarchist jurisdictions for a couple of different reasons. Number one, obviously, I was just watching the news here a few minutes ago, and they showed a bunch of kids in black hoods and all that stuff go down the street and just bust open the window on a jewelry store, reach in, grab the stuff they want, and out they went.
Well, if they have parents, first of all, that are not raising them correctly, and you have a society that allows these things, that it's been going on in New York, Portland, and Seattle, and other cities as well. It's not just those three. Someone's got to do something to save our cities. It is shameful that these Democrat mayors have allowed this, have okayed it. And by the way, that kind of activity has been going on for a long time in our nation's capital. I've been finding out for years. Gangs of black young men have been allowed to walk into CVS, other stores, and walk out with whatever they want to walk out with no backlash or anything like that, because they've been told to do that by their management teams.
Did you hear what our governor did in Florida yesterday?
The governor, he's a good governor. He's going to lay down the law in Florida. And you all have picked a really good one there. If you throw a bottle at a police officer or whatever, you're going to get charged. You're going to get
big time.
They keep them in trouble.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or an EMT, or a firefighter, or even a security officer. They're all included.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I just wish all the Republican governors would come down like that.
Yeah. And you don't want to block a highway down here or you're going to jail for a while.
Yeah, I love that. And there are already laws on the books everywhere.
Sure.
About blocking trucks and blocking traffic for some reason, for some sick reason. We all know why. It's not being enforced. You block traffic, you should either be run over or quickly arrested.
I would not want to be standing on the interstate with some of these semis coming down the road, because I know guys that won't stop. They won't stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people have stupidly stopped and have gotten dragged out of their vehicles, beaten up. And it's a shame. America, come on. We've got to clean up our streets, and we've got to do it quickly. Because the longer this is allowed to go on, they get more used to it. They become more entrenched in their thinking that they have a right to do this stuff, and they just go. It just multiplies. So we have to come down hard.
Yeah.
And stop it everywhere.
Now, little Dr. Fauci had one of his little buddies, a colleague, got fired because he was outed as a pandemic troll. Now, this guy was the managing editor of all things Red State, which is a website that, I forget, there was somebody else used to have that and they sold. But anyway, he was the managing editor. His handle on Twitter was Strife, Streiff. And his name was William B. Cruz.
You know, I read that story, not the whole thing, but I read pretty much of it. And I'll just have to ask, was he telling the truth? Was there some truth that he was telling?
Got me.
Because, yeah, I think that's the real reason why he's being treated the way he is, because I think that there's some truth in a lot of what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Well, we'll find out. By the way, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Republican, Florida's number first district up in the panhandle, has called on the GOP voters to oust Murkowski and Collins. Well, there's just one little problem. If you do that, you're going to wind up with a couple of Democrats, and we're going to lose a couple more seats.
Yeah, I guess you got to hold on to them and just
primary them.
Yeah, that's what you have to do. The people have to be willing to want better. I understand keeping the Republicans in, but my God, Republicans in name only, that's getting old, Captain. Really,
yeah.
It is. We've got to get more conservative, constitutionally based Republicans in office.
By the way, you know where the Virgin Islands are, the U.S. Virgin Islands, right?
Oh, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, well, we got an affiliate down there, so we're talking to them right now, AM1000. Hello, hello. The U.S. Virgin Islands Attorney General subpoenaed and got the Epstein flight logs. Holy smokes.
I think a lot of people are chewing on their fingernails right now. Down to their fingers.
It's not just politicians either. It's going to be movie stars and some big Fortune 500 company people and... holy smokes.
Yeah, I wouldn't even be surprised if it was a few big-time ministers. I mean, people from all walks of life in the big strata have been involved in that stuff. And I think a lot of hearts are going to be broken when we see some of the people that have been involved in all of that madness. A lot of people that are now... looked up to by millions.
Yeah. And by the way, we heard yesterday that Governor Cuomo in New York State may deploy the New York Army National Guard on Election Day to make sure the vote is all done in a safe manner.
Well, the dude, he did. Are you sure he even wants it done in a safe manner for real? I mean, isn't he one of those who wants to push it out so you can walk in, not walk in, but to mail in your votes and all that stuff and stretch it out?
Yep. All right, here comes the music. We will talk to you on Thursday morning, so try to stay out of trouble.
Oh, absolutely. You too.
All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, Ron Edwards. And I'm coming back with the Brookster, the red-haired Spitfire, South Florida gal, who's going to come on the radio and just burn it up. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Congressional leaders are still clashing over legislation to prevent a disastrous government shutdown at the end of the month, with House Democrats releasing a bill that Republicans panned for lack of relief to help farmers cope with President Donald Trump's trade policies. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, "House Democrats' rough draft of a government funding bill shamefully leaves out key relief and support that American farmers need. This is no time to add insult to injury and to fund help for farmers in rural America. The short-term spending fix introduced by House Democrats would avert a government shutdown on September 30th and keep federal agencies only funded through December 11th. But the Democrats still refuse to budge on any coronavirus relief help. House leaders are planning to vote tomorrow on the measure despite all the GOP opposition. Thanks for listening. You found us. It's USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Alrighty, a little hard to hear there because I didn't have the volume up loud enough, but that was Brooke Talks America doing a little liner for us. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Let me tell you a little bit about Relief Factor. It works for me. I've been taking a product for about 4 years. And, you know, if you've got problems with inflammation or just general aches and pains from whatever, you can't seem to get rid of it, this works because I do have a problem with my ankle swelling up and my leg swelling up. And what happens is I take this packet when that happens and boom, less than an hour, 2 hours later, I got it back under control, legs back down again, and away you go. And it's because it's got turmeric, resveratrol, lecarin, and omega-3 in it. It's totally drug-free, and it alleviates pain at its source. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. So, if you're suffering with some pain, nagging pain, you haven't been able to get rid of it for a number of years, try Relief Factor. It works. It works for me. It's just that simple. And you can go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or you can give them a call at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you, because if you don't, you're going to get charged full retail price. Alrighty, to the phone lines. Here she is, Brooke Talks America. Hello, Brooke.
Good morning.
And it's a beautiful morning indeed. And, you know, if you're Mitch McConnell, you got to be feeling pretty good because he's about to do it again, isn't he?
Yes, and I think we're going to actually get it without using Pence. I think Romney's going to cave. Gardner looks like he's in. Susan Collins would be stupid if she doesn't do it, but nonetheless, I think we can even lose those two, the two heifers, and still do it without having to call in Pence, which would be very good.
Well, Susan
Collins. And thank you, Harry Reid. See,
yeah.
This is what Democrats,
that's right,
demonicness does, okay? Yep. You built this. we've taken it.
Yep. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You can blame all that's on Harry.
They should hammer that all day long in ads, too, by the way, for all those crying, the little soy boys and blue-haired girls. Thank your Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But they don't want to do that because then they would admit to the fact that they screwed up.
Yeah. Well, it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander, and Trump is a new sheriff, okay? So he's going to play like you play, and I love it, love it, love it.
Well, you know, we've got a situation going on here where we've got our Attorney General and the Department of Justice and William Barr, who came out and declared New York City, Seattle, and Portland as anarchist jurisdictions. But this kind of ties in with something that happened in Florida yesterday with our Governor Ron DeSantis.
Yes, and I love it, and I think I have been always thinking for a long time, why are we funding them? Once you pull the funding, then you might see things change and sending them to jail, because the little soy boys that get to go in and do the destruction, and you know, BLM as well, they go in, they think they're just going to run right out, and they get used to it. I heard you talking with Ron, is that they get used to it. They're completely emboldened, and now, you know, they stopped tearing down the statues because they knew that it was going to be a minimum of 10 years in
the pen
with Big Baba. Mm-hmm. Okay, see what you're going to do now. So, you know, snowflake.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love it.
Now, it looks like as if, and we've heard this from Senator Ted Cruz, he said we have 51 votes. And then when Lindsey Graham was interviewed last night on the Hannity program, he said we have the votes. You already just mentioned that Mitt Romney, and I believe Romney's going to come along with this simply because he's having a meeting with the hierarchy of the Republican Party today. And I believe they're going to tell him, listen, Mitt, if you want to have a chairmanship of a committee or this, that, and the other, anything like that, you vote for this candidate. Otherwise, forget it.
Yeah, and Matt Gaetz was on the I think it was Tucker's show last night talking about that they should take away any committee chairman, and I absolutely agree with that. Mitch McConnell, I'm not a fan, but he's been really good on judges, and that's how you need to play ball. Look, Mitt probably going to have to go out there. He's probably going to have to go out there and make some kind of statement and whatever like that, but he should go along because he knows it's the right thing to do, okay?
Yeah.
They would do it. This is the thing. You know, Candace Owens talks about this. The left makes up rules as they go along, and they don't play by any rules, but we're supposed to follow the rules that they make up a la carte. No, no, no. That's old. That's the GOP of old. We're going to play by the same rules you play, which are no rules. Or, in this case, you made these rules, and we're going to play by them. So no more letting the Democrats keep rolling over us. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and so. what Matt Gaetz talked about last night was by telling the Republicans not to vote for Murkowski or Collins. But the problem there is if they do that, then you get two Democratic senators in. So, you know, but Murkowski's not up for election until, I believe, 2024. Collins is up right now. I don't think, and by the way, I think she's trailing in her race up in Maine.
Yeah, I don't want to necessarily remove them, you know, strategic timing. Of course, you have to do these things maybe after the election. Like if Mitt doesn't go along, after the election, his citizens should recall him. Same with, you know, if Collins wins, then, you know, whatever. Or they're going to have to call her and call her and call her and make her go along. So no chairmanships, no committees, nothing like that. The new Republicans that come in have to understand. You're going to stand firm like Democrats stand firm.
Yep.
Okay? Your constituents, I don't care what Susan Collins thinks or wants. Her constituents voted for her to do their bidding, not her bidding, not what she thinks. And by the way, there is no clause, and I don't think it's true on Ginsburg, there is no clause in the Constitution that says we need to honor a dying woman's wish.
Correct.
Okay? Because if there was a dying man's wish, then we would have, you know, no restrictions on guns with Scalia, I'm sure. So I don't want to hear anything about that because I think it's bull anyways. And by the way, apparently she wanted the age of consent to be 12 years old. So I don't really care what she thinks about anything. Thank you very much.
Well, the other thing is that dying wish, we're not sure about that because we do have...
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Yeah, we do have documentation that she wanted, especially back as recent as 2016, that she wanted that nomination to go through, and her position before that had been the same. And by the way, 29 times in an election year, we've had a member of the Supreme Court ratified.
Yeah, and not only that, okay, the woman's been sick forever. You know, rest or whatever, rest in peace and everything. She's been sick forever. Why didn't she get out when she had a chance? It was her arrogance. See, her arrogance caused her not to get out while Obama was president. He could have replaced her, and then it would be set. Well, you know, pride goes before the fall, doesn't it? So, I'm sorry, Big Papa's president, and guess what? He's replacing you with an ultra-conservative, I hope.
Okay, I haven't seen the website, and I don't know if you have either, but conservatives have started a website to monitor tech censorship. What's that all about?
I don't know about it, except for when you told me yesterday. But first of all, thank God. Second of all, it's about time. You know, and third, I don't know what it means. In practical purpose, what does it mean? Are they connected with the DOJ? Are they connected with the Senate? You know, any... Or the House people that are actually do something and not like Lindsey Graham who just goes on TV to preen and, whatever. But it's great. I don't know what it means in practical purposes.
Finally, House Intel Chair Adam Schiff derides the Trump claim of a falsified RBG statement. Really?
What was the statement on?
It was on the young gal that apparently said this is the dying wish of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but it was her administration assistant, and she said it came from the granddaughter, but we can't prove any of that.
Yeah, shifty shift. This, you know. Again, it doesn't matter. There is no clause for there is no dying wish clause in the Constitution. There is, however, the president has the right to nominate. Okay, so let's just go by the actual Constitution instead of what Brain Freeze Nancy and the rest of her gang make up. By the way, did you see that on Sunday where she just flipped in the middle of the interview?
Yeah.
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
She's a weirdo.
I didn't know she was that good, but I'll go with it. All right, well.
She is a weirdo.
Your little program is heard Saturday nights at 7 p.m. for 1 hour from 7 to 8 p.m. It's called Brooke Talks America. You have a website, brooketalksamerica.com, and people can go over there and hear it on this flagship station I'm on right now. And they can also
and read my articles.
And they can also catch the podcast, and your articles are also at Brooke Talks America.
And I have merch in the shop, so make sure you go check that out. Merchandise.
All righty. We'll check it out. All right.
All right.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. God bless everybody. God bless the troops.
All righty. Bruce. All righty. That's Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. And I'll be right back with the beach and boating forecast, and we'll wrap things up here. So don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's going to be time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And you know, Tuesday, we've still got a small craft advisory up for the morning anyway. We'll have winds out of the east at about 20 to 30 miles per hour. This afternoon, they'll lighten up a little bit, 10 to 15. Seas this morning, 3 to 5 foot. Seas this afternoon, 2 to 3 foot. Choppy this morning, this afternoon, a light chop. The Gulf water temperature, 85 degrees. The bay water temperature, 83. We had our high tide at 5:08 a.m. Our low tide is coming this afternoon at 1:05 p.m. And remember, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing too. And since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. You can load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have a great time in the water with your friends and family and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. And you just make a reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now the great thing about Freedom Boat Club is you get reciprocity at the 232 other locations all across America. Now, they've got 29 locations here in the Tampa Bay area, over 500 boats. All you got to do is call the number, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or go to the website, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, believe me when I tell you. Well, you know, Joe Biden took a little trip to Wisconsin. President was up there, too. But we don't have to guess how destructive a Joe Biden economy would be to the American people, because we've already seen it, you know, 47 years of Joe Biden. And when Joe Biden was in the White House, we had depressed wages, a stagnant job growth. His vote for the horrible NAFTA trade deal killed about 850,000 jobs. And his support of China closed some 60,000 U.S. factories and sent 3.2 million jobs away from American workers directly to China. And, oh, by the way, Joe Biden and the Biden Five wound up with several $1 billion over the years. Several billion dollars. So how's that working out for you? All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. China Lion Joe Biden. Okay, that's his name. And no American should be voting for this guy. Not one. Not one woman. African Americans, no, you shouldn't be voting for him, no matter what Bloomberg and these other. The guy is owned by China. Your factory that's closed down, everything that's made over in China, these companies want cheap labor. Do you understand that? So they sold you out. They paid off the politician in advance of before Trump ever got there, and they took your jobs over to China, Nike, and I could go on and on and on. Okay, the bottom line is this: Joe Biden hates the cops. He hates the military. Now he's on there. He said no fracking. No. Now he's trying to. He's a liar. Everything the Democrats do is a lie. Okay, so how can you stand? How could you ever? No matter who you are. No matter what you do, you should be going to the poll, taking your family, and standing up. Let me say something about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's under attack. You think the Democrats care about him? Nobody on the face of this earth has done more for Donald Trump than Todd Greg Sini. That would be me. Nobody. I called the guy 40 times before he stepped on the escalator, and I didn't do it for him. I did it for the Lord Jesus Christ, who told me to, because I have to answer to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Now you have to answer to and stand up for the country, stand up for our cops, stand up for our military, and most important, stand up for Jesus Christ, who's under attack, and take your family and your kids and your mom and your Spanish family all the way to the polls and vote with your ballot ID and make sure your governor and your in your state, make sure that there's no voting after November 3rd. This thing should be, nobody in America should be voting for a Democrat. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace. God bless you, Captain.
All righty. Tampa. And there was a decision made yesterday. As long as the envelopes in Wisconsin were mailed, postmarked by November 3rd, they would be counted when they came in. So, there you go. Now I'm going to finish this. Because President Trump's policies have set in motion a super V in this economy, which has created more jobs in a four-month period than any other time in history. That's a fact. In fact, the president's policies have already regained about half the jobs lost to the pandemic, proving that Donald Trump rebuilt this economy once and he's doing it a second time. And Joe Biden's proposal of a $4 trillion tax increase on 82% of Americans is going to absolutely stop that success in its tracks. His promise to give amnesty to 11 million illegal aliens, which would flood the recovering job market. His Green New Deal, which would kill 10 million jobs in the energy sector because we're all going to be flying a kite and riding roller skates. And as Biden hid from this horrific economic record and repeated his same weak, tired claims up in Wisconsin, notice he still did not release his potential list of Supreme Court justices as he promised to do way back in June. And on the economy, on the Supreme Court, on any issue you want to pick, Joe Biden is wrong. Wrong. The radical extremist socialist left that he now embraces and pushes their agenda forth with him, that he's the puppet, they're pulling his strings. It isn't going to work. It isn't going to work, folks. Think about that. And by the way, if you're going to vote your wallet, that's another thing you can think of. How'd you get that stimulus check? You didn't get it from Joe Biden. And there isn't any time for indecision. Believe that, too. The battle for the future of the Supreme Court means that Republicans can't fumble their responsibility to win confirmation of a new justice before Election Day. President Trump has pledged to nominate a new justice quickly, and he's indicated that he'll appoint a woman to fill the seat left by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's all good stuff. Many, of course, are calling on the senators to wait until after the election, but Republican senators had better remember that voters will hold them accountable if they fail at this stewardship. So brace yourselves for an epic political battle, and then tell Republican senators that you'll never forget how they handle this challenge. If they lose, they lose their seat in the Senate. Now, I want to tell you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, right across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. Of course, they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And one thing about Dominic's that you can't find at a big box store is they're going to offer you installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Try to find that at a big box store. You won't. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service. Or just stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They're good people. They're very good at what they do. They're the best at what they do, and they'll take good care of you. And just for good measure, guys and gals, Joe Biden has made it clear that he does not believe the Second Amendment protects an individual right to keep and bear arms, and that the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the District of Columbia versus Heller was incorrect. Think about that until we come back on tonight at 2 a.m., to blow up the airwaves again like we did last night. A lot of great calls. New callers, too. New listeners. Thanks very much for calling in, chiming in. And I'll see you tonight. I'll see you today at lunch, Mission Barbecue, 12 noon, West Waters.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.